Risk assets were under pressure earlier in the day, but sentiment has shown clear signs of picking up into the North American session. Rising Spanish inflation and a fall in the Eurozone unemployment rate to the lowest level on record certainly has played into the Euro recovery out from a 16-day low. Over in Switzerland, growth data came in better than expected, putting in the highest read since the second quarter of 2022. Looking ahead, we get Canada earnings, U.S. GDP, U.S. initial jobless claims, U.S. pending home sales, and a round of Fed speak. That's all for now.